From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called for the advancement of agricultural and marine innovation based on 4.0 technology development. As reported by Antara News Agency, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in a video to mark the 58th anniversary of the Bogor Agricultural Institute IPP on Wednesday explained that the adoptions of agricultural and marine 4.0 innovation by integrating the digital world, internet, and production is meant to keep improving Indonesia's agricultural and marine industries in the future. Speaking from his official residence, Vice President Amin affirmed that use of online system for agricultural and marine innovation is important because today, information technology is growing rapidly. Village funds can be used for digitization training of business players in villages. The business players include micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, village-owned enterprises, BUMDES, and joint village-owned enterprises, BUMDESMA. Digitalization training for them is allowed to use village funds. This was affirmed by Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Region, and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar at the launch of the Proud of Made in Indonesia products, Orgernas BBI campaign in East Kalimantan, Team Go Borneo, which was accessed online on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, Minister Abdul Halim explained that the use of village funds for digitalization training would enhance the human resources available with MSMEs, BUMDES, and BUMDESMA players for marketing the products they produce. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir has called for the formation of a special team to accelerate the implementation of the Pertashop Small-Scale Gas Station Unit, a partnership program with village-owned enterprises BUMDES. As reported by Antara News Agency, Minister Erick Thohir at an online seminar on Wednesday said that the government fully support the collaboration along with the villages, disadvantaged regions, and transmigration ministry. He also asked for a special team to curate and accelerate the collaboration. He added that friendly investment from state-owned enterprises by involving the local communities is something that should be done. He also remarked that balanced village economic development is important to ensure the people can work. Chief of the Presidential Staff Office, KSP, Muldoko has asked all ministries and government institutions to become more involved in agrarian reformation, saying land ownership problems cannot be resolved partially or by one or two groups. According to a written statement received by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, realizing President Joko Widodo's agrarian reformation vision through a policy strengthening is not enough. This was asserted by Muldoko at the Road to Wakatobi virtual event. He further said that ministries and government institutions should also encourage and ensure that the policy has an impact on the people. Noted the redistribution of disputed agrarian land to the people has only reached 26.67% of the targeted 4.5 million hectares of disputed land. Let's move on to the international news. Spain said on Wednesday 70% of its population had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, fulfilling a goal set by the government for August, while the incidence rate kept the decreasing tendency of the past months after being a surge. As reported by Reuters.com, health ministries of Spain data showed with over 66 million doses administered, 70.3% of the Spanish population had received by August 31st a complete vaccination program, while 77% had been partially vaccinated. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted that the government has achieved it thanks to the strengths of the National Public Service, the efforts by health professionals, the work from public agencies, and the great awareness from citizens. A senior European Union official, Gunnar Wiegand, on Wednesday stated that the European Union will need to engage with the Taliban, but it will not rush into formally recognizing the Islamist militant group as the new rulers. As reported by Reuters.com, Gunnar Wiegand, the European Commission's Managing Director for Asia and the Pacific, said officials' relation would only come about if the Taliban satisfies a series of conditions, including respect for human rights and unfettered access for aid workers. He also said there is no doubt among European Union member states that in the G7 context, the European Union needs to engage with the Taliban, it needs to communicate with the Taliban, the European Union needs to influence the Taliban and needs to make use of the leverage which it has. The water levels of the Paraná River, the second longest in South America after the Amazon, are at their lowest since 1944. As quoted by BBC.com, the river is key to commercial shipping and fishing, but also provides 40 million people with drinking water. A drought in the region means water levels have dipped so low that fishers' livelihood are at risk. Environmentalists fear that the drought has been made more severe by deforestation and climate change. The Paraná is 4,880 kilometers or 3,032 miles long and flows south from southeast Brazil through Paraguay and Argentina. That was the news.
After vaccination since the first quarter of 2021 and the social restrictions, the number of COVID-19 infections fell significantly. Some red zones finally turned into green zones, and some regions therefore had open face-to-face classes again with tight health protocols. Despite parents' worry about the learning process in the pandemic, strong will to study is still there. Some countries had already opened face-to-face class after the infection number declined, although new cluster might appear from this, like in South Korea. The Minister for Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Nadiem Makarim, said that 2021-2022 school year is actually dynamic, following the restrictions policy in each region and joint ministerial decree learning implementation amid the pandemic. This means everyone still needs to be careful in responding to the infection decline. So stay strong, be vaccinated, and follow the health protocol.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on September 2, 1945, the end of World War II. After the United States in early August 1945 dropped atomic bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima cities, Japan continued to experience defeat against allies, especially the United States and the Soviet Union. Finally, Japan declared itself defeated by the signing of the surrender document on the deck of the United States warship USS Missouri on September 2, 1945. Thus, all the Axis countries had surrendered to the Allies and the Second World War ended. Next event was in 1992, the Nicaragua earthquake. The Nicaragua earthquake occurred off the coast of Nicaragua on the afternoon of September 2, 1992, with 7.6 scale Richter to 7.7. At least 116 people were killed and several others injured. The earthquake created a tsunami. Most of the deaths were caused by the tsunami. The casualties were mostly children who were sleeping. More than 68 people were missing and more than 13,500 people homeless in Nicaragua. At least 1,300 houses and 185 fishing boats were destroyed along Nicaragua's west coast. We end today in history with the event of September 2, 1998, Swiss Air Flight 111SR-111SWR was flying from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, United States, to Cointrin International Airport in Geneva, Switzerland. On September 2, 1998, aircraft MD-11, which was used in the flight, crashed in the Atlantic Ocean, southwest of Halifax International Airport, Nova Scotia, Canada.
The plane was destroyed when it hit the water and killed all 229 people on board. They consisted of 215 passengers and 14 crew. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Betapa ku suka padamu, hingga tak kuasa ku menahan kelakuanku, berdebar keras hatiku ini. Setiap ku lihat kau berdiri
with us, Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia keeps supporting negotiations on biodiversity framework considering the biodiversity wealth in Indonesia. That was stated by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya when speaking in a pre-COP Biodiversity 2021 High-Level Political Forum during the third open-ended working group on post-2020 Global Biodiversity Framework on Monday. Minister Siti Nurbaya said, as home for more than 490,000 species in 19 ecosystem types with 74 vegetation types, Indonesia supports any ongoing biodiversity frameworks negotiation. Indonesia took the three pillars in accordance with the Biodiversity Convention goals, namely preservation, protections, and sustainable utilization. Furthermore, Minister Siti affirmed three important points of attention in the forum, namely measurable and flexible global targets. The target and its supporting apparatus must balance. The minimum value for all targets and indicators must be monitored to be achieved by each person. Meanwhile, Director General for Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation at the Ministry, Wiranto, in the same meeting said that Indonesia had made a significant achievement. For instance, the government succeeded in preserving 51 million hectares of protected areas that covered more than 28% of Indonesian land. It includes 1.4 million hectares of land with high conservation value in the private concession. Indonesia is also successful in conservation. Until this year, the population of 25 endangered priority animals has grown, such as Bali Mina, Bull, Javan Rhino, Javan Gibbon, and Javan Eagle. The ministry also released 200,000 animals in 2020.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Ketulusanku, bidadari, bidadari.
Listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Langgarang Tourism Village in Patuk Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta was chosen to represent Indonesia in the Best Tourism Villages 2021 International Competition from the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. The Tourism Village has previously won a number of awards at both national and international levels, including the Sustainable Tourism Village of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, along with 12 other tourism villages in Indonesia. According to Secretary of the Gunung Kidul Tourism Office, Hari Sukmono, the Langgarang area has various unique features, including ancient volcanoes, reservoirs, and Kampung Pitu, or an area that is only inhabited by 7 families. In addition, the Langgarang area has also cocoa plantation from upstream to downstream, or starting from planting, processing, to marketing carried out by local residents involving women. If you want to come to Langgarang Tourism Village, you must make an online reservation through the Visiting Jogja application. The use of the application is to ensure the availability of quotas for visitors. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, visitors' quota is limited. You can see the availability of daily visitors' quota in the application. To pay the tourism ticket, you must use non-cash or quick response code Indonesian Standards QRS. Over there, of course, you have to apply health protocols. To travel to Langgarang Tourism Village, you can interact with a small group of people consisting of 7 families who still maintain their local wisdom and culture. This is certainly an interesting tourism activity, especially for those of you who want to interact with the local people who still adhere to traditions. In addition, there is a live-in program where you can interact and learn with the community in a few days. Besides the tourism programs based on education and culture, Langgarang has also several other interesting tourism objects ranging from the Langgarang Embung, the Kedung Pandang seasonal waterfall, to climbing the ancient volcano.
Para, 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 para
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, broad news has returned from the world of education in Indonesia. A student of the biology study program, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, Pajajaran University, Rizka Kurniawati, won an international award at the International Fair of Youth Research and Education 2021. Which was held virtually by the Indonesian Scientific Society on August 21st. At the event, Rizka obtained a diploma with the title Excellent for the proposed research project. The research project is entitled Eco Detergent, Biodegradable Detergent from Corn Stover or Zia Maize L and Lerak fruit or Sapindus rarak DC as a water-friendly solution. In this scientific work, Rizka and his supervisor, Dr. Budi Irawan, developed an environmentally-friendly detergent that is biodegradable from a combination of corn stover and lerak fruit. The development of this research was carried out to replace the use of chemical detergents for daily life. Based on the initial review, chemical detergents are one of the agents that can pollute water sustainability. The chemical content of detergents can cause poisoning and that of living organisms in the water, causing eutrophication event so as to reduce water quality level. In addition, the water contaminated with detergent will be dangerous if used for the benefit of human life. Furthermore, Rizka also explained that the combination of corn stover and lerak fruit containing saponins as surfactant agents can be used as a natural cleanser and can be degraded. The research method used is extraction to produce liquid components from stability tests and acidity tests. From the test carried out, the saponins content in the lerak fruit was 28%, with the highest form height of 2.7 cm in the test tube. The acidity level in the lerak solution is 5, while the acidity level in the lerak form is 6 and the corn stover form is 5. These results indicate that liquid detergent from corn stover and lerak fruit can be used as an environmentally friendly product and has the potential to become a biodegradable detergent in the future. The International Fair of Youth Research and Education 2021 is an international scientific competition which is participated by professional researchers, undergraduate students, and high school students from all over the world. Its participant who is selected has the opportunity to present his or her research before the panelists. Its presenter is assessed based on three predicates, namely excellent, very good, and good research project. This year, the 2021 event was attended by 36 selected teams to present their research projects. Rizka had the opportunity to be a presenter with 15 other presenters from Indonesia, Mexico, Russia, Turkey, Nepal, and Iraq. Meanwhile, the panelist team that attended consisted of 23 people from academia. That's Ms. Seleni.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku you shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I'm going to present to you a song by Rita Effendi. Rita Effendi once joins the Kahitna group as an initial formation. Since the beginning of her career until now, she has produced many hit albums and singles. One of her hit singles is entitled Saling Setia, means loyal to each other. The song is included in the album of the same name, Saling Setia, which was released in 1996. Created by Budi Bidun and produced by Sekar Ayu Asmara, the song was successful at that time. Well, listener, here is Rita Effendi with Saling Setia.
Hati kita. bersama di
Indonesia.
Namun cintamu kasih terbitlah sana bintang yang bersinar cerah menerangi jiwaku. Andaikan ku dapat mengungkapkan perasaanku hingga membuat kau percaya, akan ku berikan seutuhnya rasa cintaku, rasa cinta yang tulus dari dasar lubuk.
Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.